outside?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it would be always outside. I mean, you know, because I think they're a little bit, you know, more something than a, what we call a spider web, a cartwheel. I think it's a little bit, you know, a little bit more to that.
part of the tree that is under the ground is the?
Well, we say roots or branch.
Okay. Now, sometimes some people will dig roots of a small plant and use them like for medicine or tea or something. Have you ever done that or heard of any people doing it?
Well, yeah. I've heard of people taking the root of blackberry bushes and boil it for something. I can't remember what, but...
What would they call it?
It would be a type of tea, some type of tea, and I can't even remember what they, you know, boil it for, but I have heard of people boiling the root of blackberry, you know, they mm-hmm. get a blackberry bush, the root off it, mm-hmm. and boil it and make a tea out of it. I don't even know what they put in the tea. Mm-hmm. But the only teas that my mother ever gave us were shuck tea for measles.
What?
Shuck tea. The shucks off of the corn, off of dry corn, she would boil it. And she would put sugar in it and just a teeny bit of whiskey in it. And give it to her. And that would make the measles come, you know, it would all come out. That was a long time ago. People, those the type of things don't seem to work anymore in kids, and, you know, in anyway. So they don't hardly, you don't catch people doing things like that. But when I was coming up, that's about, you know, all people would. They would doctor on their own children for things like that.
Would she do anything else? Like if you had a bad stomach ache or a sore throat?
Well, no more. She would, you know, like say a stomach ache, she maybe would give us a little soda water, you know, baking soda. She would mix up a little water like that and give it to us, or maybe for a sore throat or something. She would. They always believe in using tallow. That they, you know, the fat part of beef. They just believe in greasing us good with that. And it seemed
it all.
Yeah, all up. Ooh, you'd be greasy all up. But it helped. It really did help. And like we would have fever or something like, you know, in the summertime we would have, you know, some childhood disease or something like, you know, measles or something like that. And she would, they used to have a, it was a, I don't see them anymore, but it was a big old thing growed up of something similar to a flower, and it was called a Palma Christian. They would get those leaves and let us lay on, and that would get rid of the fever. We hated them.
They smelled bad or something?
We just didn't like laying on them. But they were really good. But
well, would you do that inside the house? Or would
yeah. Mm-hmm. They would put them in the bed and you lay on them. Mm-hmm. But they would really help. Mm. All those things that they used to do in olden days for children, like hoop for things like for whooping cough, like, you know, and they have the sharp now, and the children don't have whooping cough and things like that. We used to have sore eyes mm-hmm. and things like that, and measles and all. Chicken pox. Well, the children.
Anything on your eye?
Well, they used to get the eye drops. You know, they would have the old eye water was Dickey eye water, and that was what they really used. And they used, we used to have sore eyes for that. We couldn't even go outside in the daytime during the day. We couldn't even stand sunlight. Mm-hmm. So they would get that and maybe have the grease of eyes before we could open them. But you don't have sore eyes like that anymore.
The kind of tree you tap for syrup. Do you have a name for that? Have you ever heard them call them?
No.
Okay. How about, you've heard of maple syrup?
Yeah.
Well, if they would tap that kind of tree, do you know what they would call that tree?
I guess, and they're all maple tree. I didn't never know how they made maple syrup. Only thing, only type of syrup I ever knew was sugar cane syrup.
Okay. All right. If there were a lot of rock maples, say, where you were going to get your sugar, there was a whole big group of these trees you might call